The true story of Noah's Ark. Noah was in his 600th year and certainly felt the time was near for him to put his feet up and enjoy a rest from sweat and toil. Hadn't he been blessed with virtue all his life? Now for some quality time with the wife. Working longer would be a crime. Just as he was warming to this idea and stretching out to reach his beer, a voice boomed out from a passing cloud. "Now's not the time for getting ploughed. I've decided I'm resetting planet Earth. When I look around, there's not much worth saving, so I'm going to wash everyone away, except for you and your family. Get ready for the fray." "Would you Adam and Eve it?" groaned Noah, rolling his eyes as his spirits sank lower. By invoking his forebears, A&D and the gang, he'd recouped prelapsarian rhyming slang. "Damn it," cried Noah, "can't you find another mug to do your bidding and let me finish off this jug of ale and do the Sudoku and the Sabbath crossword? After all, I'm pretty old." "You old, don't be absurd. I've been running this show for an eternity. Why, I can even remember your mother in the maternity ward." "Right then," said Noah, "whatever floats your boat." "Ha, ha," the Almighty said. "Shouldn't you now say, 'I'll get me coat'? Isn't that what comedians say? However, this is no laughing matter, which is why I've dropped by to have a natter. Your job's to save your family and creatures of every stripe, meaning you must accommodate animals of every type. First, you have to build an ark for creatures of every species. The only drawback I can see will be the piling up of feces, but that can be sorted later. Meanwhile, gather up the wood to build an ark 300 cubits long. Understood? It will also be 50 cubits wide and 30 high, with 3 decks. Plenty of room for you and the animals, as long as you keep to the specs. What kind of wood did you have in mind? There aren't many trees round here. Gopher wood, came the reply. Carpentry's your new career. Gopher wood? What's gopher wood? Asked the puzzled Noah. It's wood you have to go for. Your wife tells me you're something of a goer. And don't forget the side door and the roof on top. You also have to smear it inside and out with bitumen, or else your ark will disappear beneath the waters with which I plan to float your boat. Well, that's about it, I think. Oh, and don't forget your raincoat. Once you've uploaded the animals, I'll download the rain, so you'd better get a move on. I won't tell you again. How much rain will you download? Can you give me some idea? It's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, but never fear, if you follow my instructions, you'll survive it all. In fact, I'd bet my shirt on it. You're going to have a ball. Noah's family spent endless weeks looking for gopher wood, hammering planks, the occasional thumb, and also stockpiling food. Ham said, "Measuring everything in cubits is really rather dumb. My forearm's sore from hammering, and so is my ruddy thumb. All this elbow to fingertip nonsense is such a pantomime. Having a proper tape measure would save a hell of a lot of time." Eventually, the ark was built, and the animals duly boarded, caged in twos below each deck, away from the food they'd hoarded. Once more, the voice boomed from a passing cloud about an imminent download. With a clap of his hands, the heavens opened, and the water flowed and flowed, pouring down in torrents like a summer's day in Manchester. Meanwhile, Noah strode the deck, wearing a brand new sou'wester. Below decks, as the dung built up, the stench was overpowering. But on the plus side, 1,000 tomato plants were flowering. At long last, the download finished and the sun came out. That made the stink much worse, yet Noah longed for drought. Although the rain had stopped, water stretched as far as the eye could see. No land in sight. Supplies ran short. Starvation racked the family. Noah and sons looked hungrily at the animals they'd saved from drowning and began to imagine choice cuts of meat dipped in lovely browning. How about some honeyed ham and nice roast lamb, a dish of rhyming cutlets, growled Noah. Quite frankly, I've had my fill of ruddy rhyming couplets. They had to eat on the upper deck so as not to gag on the stench below. Shem and Japheth finally decided there was no more room to stow the ordure, so they took it in turns to move it all to the stern, where dear old Noah whipped out a bottle of Sauterne as he declared, "I name this the poop deck, just for a lark." Check it in any dictionary. It all goes back to Noah's Ark. When all the manure was piled high, even nudging a passing cloud, and a wasted Noah was staggering about, sozzled but unbowed, the whole family shoved it overboard, spreading it over a distance. For thousands of years, not a soul knew of its existence. Until, sailing the ocean sea, some intrepid voyager and his crew came across it, quite by chance, in 1492.